Case number 11,088, Sharon L. and Van Sherwood, northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, approximately 98 feet east of Mill Creek Manor Court. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Sharon Sherwood, and my address is 36018 Wahoo Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I understand why he was nervous, so I'll do my best here.
Just take your time.
Okay. We're here to request a variance for side setback. We purchased the property at 16649 Coastal Highway in January 2011. Over the last year or so, we've been working on renovating the home, and in talking to planning and zoning about the possible use of the property, we discovered that the setback for the studio was not in compliance. And it's our understanding that in order for it to be in compliance, we need the variance of 3.4 feet. The structure is pre-existing. I'm not sure when it was built, but it should be sometime in the 1980s, I believe. It does not alter, or we're looking to just maintain it and to have it in compliance. In its present condition, it does not alter or affect the community in any way, shape, or form. I did bring a picture of the structure. It does have a concrete foundation. It is, according to the survey, it is 20 feet by 30 feet and 2 stories in height, so it would be very difficult to move. Plus, it is surrounded by very large established trees. And I can see. I do know the previous owners lived in the home for 25 years, so, so it's yes. And I think the structure's been there a long time.
It's been there since April of 1983.
Thank you.
That's it here.
Yeah, quite some time.
That's, yeah. Permit was issued out then.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Wood?
No.
Mr. Reckles?
No.
Mr. Galloway? None. So hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, do you want to come forward? Ma'am, you can sit down right up front there, please.
Hi. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Christine Cintron, 114144 Mill Creek Court, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I own the property right behind where this two-story structure stands. We purchased that property in 2005, and I was not aware of any encroachment issues at that time. We did inquire about it, and we were told that it was just a private workshop. My husband and I do not feel the request for the variance is justified because special conditions do not exist on the lot that create a hardship that would make it difficult to comply with the normal code requirements. Therefore, the request by the property owner, we feel should judiciously be denied. The physical configurations and conditions and hardships of the lot or structures that would warrant a variance, we don't feel are met. But the other reason, because we are in opposition, is my husband and I feel that the pending application to consider the use of land in this AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office use will harm our property value. That structure is 3.4 feet from the property line, which is supposed to be 15 feet. If the request for the use of land is granted, I don't want a roadway with public access to a public structure directly behind my house because we feel it would change the spirit of the neighborhood, infringe on our rights and use and enjoyment of our land.
Just for the record, it's not 3.4 feet from the property line. It's 11.6 feet.
When I called to find out the exact measurements, that's what I was giving. So that does make me feel better because I know it is.
So you would want them to cut off, move their studio or cut off 3.4
Honestly, if it's
feet,
going to be
right?
used as a private studio, I don't have a problem with the structure
not here
as it
for
is.
We're not here for the use. We're here for the variance.
I understand we're here for the variance, but for me to be, for me not to object to the variance, then I know what the next step is going to be.
Well, we consider just the variance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll ask it again. Do you want 3.4 cut off? Is that what you're objecting of?
No. I was told.
Or have it moved? What would you like to?
I just was under the impression that normally variances are granted because of special conditions or hardships of the shape of a lot or structures on the lot. So.
And she's bought this from someone else. And it's been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't bother you then, did it?
No, it didn't bother me. Actually.
But now it's bothering you. 3.4 is
only because I know we're here about the variance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's same.
Okay.
Yep, just the variance, ma'am.
Just the variance. Well, yes. If it's only 3.4.
Well, if you want 3.4, say it. You know, but I mean, that's what we're asking to find out whether.
When I purchased my property in 2005, this was not brought to my attention at all. I didn't realize that there was anything. I did inquire about it because I noticed the structure, and if it was going to be, depending on the use of the structure, I would have had an issue with the property. They told me it was for private workshop.
Yeah, I think you're more interested in the use than
mm-hmm.
in the variance.
And
okay,
I
now
can't
let's
deny
just
that.
Go to the variance. 3.4, does that bother you, the variance there?
The 3.4 feet, does that bother
3.4
you?
3.4 feet.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Don't go with use now.
Yeah,
okay.
Just go with
that's all we want to know.
Okay.
Doesn't bother you then.
Does it bother me as is right now if it's used as a studio? No.
Okay. That's okay. Where I was going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Is there any other opposition? Chair, hearing none then. Now I will.
Question for the applicant.
Ma'am.
You intend to change the use of the building?
Not of the studio, of the home that sits in front of it. We're looking to possibly have conditional use, and we'll be coming to a hearing for that. And yes, we wanted to use it as an office space. We're looking either as a home office space where it's rented out and someone uses it as a home office or as a lawyer's office, something that would have minimal traffic. But that's not the studio. That would only be the front area.
And for the record, that would have a conditional use hearing.
Correct. And we do have a conditional use hearing scheduled. Or that's our next step anyway, yes.
That's for the
that's for the home.
Dwelling? The dwelling itself? The dwelling?
The dwelling itself, right, not the studio.
Not the studio.
Not the studio,
dwelling.
That's correct.
Because that's the concern of your opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be the one.
What would you be using what is now the studio for if that conditional use application was granted?
We'd like to keep it as a studio. Use it for, right now we have it as storage, and then use it as a personal workshop. That's what we'd like to continue to use it for. And that's why we only want to rent out the front property, the dwelling.
Further questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay.
Questions.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
motion then. I'm open for motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. Will you take case number 11,088 under advisement?
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,088 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Upp?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,088 has been taken under advisement. Where'd the lady go? She leave?
No, she's back in the back.
Oh, okay. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Yes, ma'am.